Welcome to a new episode of Howling with Second Grade. I'm Miss Lazo.
I'm Miss Okamoto.
I'm Miss Torsak.
And I'm Miss Lopez.
Our quote this week comes from the Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu. It says, "The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step."
As scary as things seem, you will never know unless you take the initiative and take step forward and start. Things will look hard, but you won't know unless you try. If it is hard, then you can't give up. Let's not take the easy route and give up. You have to keep going and take that risk. As we move forward in the school year, I want to remind you to take chances and continue to take steps forward and move out of your comfort zone.
I used to think of this quote in the literal sense of needing to start somewhere. Now, however, I believe that it ties directly to motivation, specifically that the foundation of all motivation is movement. We can't have one without the other. No one undertakes a 1,000-mile journey while thinking about it. It sounds ridiculous and dangerous. But once the first step is taken, the path becomes more clear and achievable. When that first movement or step is made, all motivation and focus will start to line up with accomplishing that goal.
This quote reminds me of how we have taken this school year and continue to take it, one step at a time. It has been quite a journey so far, and yet we all continue to persevere, and in my opinion, do so quite wonderfully. I have been so impressed with all of our families, and especially our wolves, how they continue to show their resiliency with each new twist and turn of this school year. I'm so proud of them and know that together we can continue to take the necessary steps to enjoy a successful third trimester.
Here are our learning targets for this week. In phonics, we'll focus on the ow sound, spelled O-W and O-U. We also work on understanding the meaning of suffixes E-R, O-R, and N-E-S-S. In reading, we will continue working on fluency while reading in longer phrases. Also, we are beginning a unit on fairy tales where we'll be comparing and contrasting two versions of the same story.
For math, we will be moving into our unit using money. And we'll be able to have students recognize the value of coins, counting up to finding the totals, and solving word problems using the total value of the coin.
In social studies, we will be identifying how wind and water can change the shape of the land.
In writing, we'll be talking about big ideas to help us write opinion pieces.
Here are some reminders for this week. The Weekly Wolf Update is a school-wide newsletter that is sent out on Sundays. It contains a lot of useful information about activities or any announcements that need to be made. Be sure to review it each week to stay up to date with all that is happening at our school.
Remember, we no longer have daily checklists, so be sure to check your weekly schedule each day for that day's agenda and assignments.
We are still taking orders for Seeds Candies. You can place orders until March 19th. Look for more information on the Weekly Wolf Update.
Spring portraits will be taken on Monday, March 15th, and Tuesday, March 23rd, between 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. in our school's den. Please make an appointment online by following the link in the Weekly Wolf Update.
Our teacher tip this week is about staying organized. As we continue to make the transition into hybrid learning, it is so important that we focus on our organizational skills. It is beneficial to use binders and folders to organize school materials. It can also help to keep all schoolwork in one area so it can be easily accessed. Students can stay up to date on what they need for the school day by checking the weekly agenda, which includes all items that they will need in the classroom. Any assignments that need to be completed at home are listed on the weekly agenda. Additionally, make it a habit to check Google Classroom on Fridays for any missed assignments and use the opportunity to catch up. Also, don't forget to check the Weekly Wolf Update for important school-wide reminders. Managing a hybrid program is a lot to take on, and many things need to be remembered. So please grant us a little grace as we become more comfortable with this model. Also, please help us out by ensuring students have materials prepared and assignments completed. This will be a tremendous help as we continue to navigate this new format. Thank you so much for your continued support. We definitely could not do this without you. Here are the important dates for this week.
We have a PAC board meeting Wednesday, March 17th from 6:30 to 7:30.
That's it for this week. I'm Miss Lazo.
I'm Miss Lopez.
I'm Miss Okamoto.
And I'm Miss Torsak.
Second grade squad signing off.
Oh!